Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. We are having a riot. No, we're not having a riot. We are at White's Annual Fish Fry here in Lowell, Arkansas, I believe.
That's right.
And it's crazy. We got bouncy houses. I may have to go jump in a bouncy house, but we got Cameron and Bethany White is here. Brian, our special guest. And he is actually going to give us a tip to catch more crappie, but you got to wait till the end of the show, and he's going to tell you, he's holding back, he's going to tell you the secret to catching big fish, and so we're excited about it. How'd this all come about? This is a big crappie fry.
Yeah. This started about 9 years ago. We started fishing tournaments. We wanted to give back to the sponsors that give to us, and you know, it could be products, it can be money or whatever. We felt in our heart not only to give back to them, then we started bringing in family and friends, and you can see after 9 years we've cooked 1500 fillets today. There's 300-400 people here today, so it's a evolving door.
For you and Bethany, that's just an afternoon of crappie fishing, isn't that?
15.
Do I have to do the math? How many crappie did you clean?
We actually keep a tally sheet.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
We have to for this, at least.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. And the background is you guys fish the Crappie Masters and then the Arkansas Crappie Masters.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
And
yep.
you're pretty good at it.
We're
are
not
you
bad.
Not?
We've gotten better every year.
Yep.
Yeah, you've done really well.
Yeah.
And
now,
so
we, you know, we love the community of crappie fishing. So not only do we try to strive to be better, but we want to be part of the family and show the tradition of our elders that have been before us. That's a big thing for us. Steve, that'll be on in a minute. Brian has been around crappie fishing for a long time. And actually, the crazy thing is, me and Brian started off at Crappie Masters together. We all fished local here. Then me and Brian decided 1 year to give it a shot to go on the national trail. And that's what we did. We did it for 2 years. And the itch went from there to this girl. That all of a sudden, she got in the boat. And Brian still fishes. So
talk about ending up in the boat with your husband. No one's going to listen to it, so you say whatever you want.
I think it was just kind of... you know, it obviously takes a lot of time when you're gone fishing. So it's nice to be able to spend that one-on-one time with each other.
Right.
In the beginning, there was definitely a learning curve. You know, we had to learn how to be partners on the boat. And
right.
I had to learn how to let him tell me what to do. So that was fun. But
look at Brian. He's laughing.
He has made me a better fisherman, and he's really good at being supportive on it and just... it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of growing. And like you said, just the community that we have, like, met, Steve and Sally Adams, like, just down in Louisiana. Like, we have met so many people. And I think that was a real draw for me, too, because he would come home and, like, talk about these people that he's met. And they would it would feel like I knew them. So actually to get out there and travel with him and get to know him that way was really nice.
Yep. What do you think's the secret to your success? What do you think? And then I'll ask Kim.
I would say just knowing our place in the boat is probably the secret to our success. Like, I have my place in the boat when it comes tournament time, and Cameron has his place. And so we both are very competitive, and we both love to fish. And so if we can on a lake, we're both throwing at fish. We're both trying to catch them. But once a fish comes in the boat, you know, I'm taking that fish off. I'm weighing it. I'm putting it in the cooler. So I know my boat. Cameron stays on a trolling motor. That is what he is best at. And so we just kind of do our things, and it works for us.
Yeah. And what do you think is this?
Oh, she does a lot for me just mental-wise, because it's like anything in tournament fishing. You got so much pressure you put on yourself at the beginning of the tournament. And say that we're in a couple hours and we don't have a bag.
Right.
You know, the support is, I can get frustrated about it, and it's great to have that second person in your boat reassuring you, hey, it's fine, you know, they're going to show up, you know, keep covering water, doing what you're doing, and that's a big success for us. Her balance in the boat with me for my mental stable. Yes.
So, Brian, you've been in a boat with both of them, I assume.
Yes,
that's
I have.
The same. So who do you think is the better fisherman? Or you want me to sit between you two so we don't start something here?
Okay. I'm going to say she is.
I'm pushing you out of the wheelchair. That's
it. So you fish a long time with these people. So and you've been around and
now
you
I'm
fished
against them.
And fished against them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was
tough,
wasn't it?
No, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of trash talk between us. So it's always a friendly little bet between all of us, you know, when we're at a tournament.
When does the Arkansas Crappie Masters, when did that start? It already started, right?
It'll start next week.
Next week.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Next Saturday.
Yep. And so where does the Arkansas Crappie Masters, where do they go? What reservoirs?
We start off with Greason.
Okay.
Are we on Mill? We're on Millwood. Beaver for championship.
Yep. Right, championship is going to be in our backyard.
April.
Finally. I mean, we've traveled to every lake there is. We got Lake Ouachita, Lake Darnell,
Nimrod,
Blue Mountain. They're on there. I think Greason's the other one.
Yeah. Right. Will you guys fish any other tournaments?
Yes. Yeah. No, we'll fish the Crappie Masters. We'll try to fish at least two or three of them.
Uh-huh.
Yep, on
the ones that
trail.
Are close by, is that it?
Yeah. Typically, we always go to Louisiana, and we fish with them down there for sure. Then we turn around and fish. Steve does a tournament down there, an hourly tournament, that is probably the funnest tournament we fish all year. And he can elaborate on it when he gets up here. That is it's a blast. It's an hourly payout, and it takes a lot of pressure off you.
Right.
There's a lot of money on the line, so...
Right.
And then we'll probably fish maybe at Grenada this year.
Yeah.
We fished Eufaula because it's close, but fished Grenada in the past. Hasn't been the greatest to us, but we're looking for it.
Yep.
So one of the reasons why you're here is also doing some fundraising. So, Brian, the fishing community always seems good about coming together to help people.
Absolutely.
And that's what you guys are actually doing here, and you're having a fundraiser. Ryan, you were in pretty good shape before you had a stroke, is that correct?
Yes, I had a stroke a year ago. haven't been fishing since.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Not yet, but we're...
He's working on it.
Yeah, in 1 year, he's come so far, it's hard for Brian to see it because he's living it every day.
Right.
But when we get to see him away a week or 2 weeks or a month away from him, it's amazing how far he's actually came up the ladder, and he doesn't realize it. But hopefully next year, this will be the last season that he'll sit out.
Right.
And we got him back in the boat and get to talk smack to him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Beaver Lake's one of the hardest lakes to fish when you're fishing those tournaments? You think Beaver was a hard lake to fish? To win?
Beaver is hard to win, especially if it's your home lake.
Right.
It's
a lot of overthinking it.
Yeah.
Too many spots.
I know where a million places to go out there are.
Right.
And your mind just goes through them all when you're out there on tournament day.
Yeah.
I need to go here. I need to go here. I need to go here.
Yeah.
But if you do that, you'll just run around all day.
Right. Well, I've seen this white skeeter, got silver trim. I see it running back and forth all the time on this Saturday and Sunday. I don't know what they're doing. I think they're looking for fish, huh?
Yeah, probably so.
I think Brian's caught a lot of fish out your back door.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident he has. Brian, have you?
I know I have.
That's close by right there. So that's a cool deal. 9 years, this big event's been happening. It's growing every year.
Yep.
It's packed. I don't know, you see in the back. But tell everyone what you got here and who's sponsoring this.
Yeah.
Or helping sponsor this.
Yeah, so we have our bouncy houses, a few of those for the kids. And we typically do a petting zoo, but with the weather... we actually couldn't do it inside. We have a cornhole tournament, face painting, of course, fish, all the fried crappie and fries you can eat. And people just bring a side dish and kind of just join in. And then Cameron and I do a lot of this on our own, and we do it for our sponsors and our family for all the support they give us. So I think.
Yeah.
This year's been great for us because, I mean, we always want to give back. I mean, as being a, if you got a sponsor on you, I feel like it's an obligation to do something for that company. If it's in the fishing industry or if it's away from the fishing industry, I think there's a lot of missed opportunity to anglers out there that think that it's just your mindset's just fishing sponsors. There's so many more sponsors out there. We have like Boss Hog Off-Road, Trade Pro Plumbing, First Choice Flooring. These guys are huge contributors for us because it's actually money. The product's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. And the way the economy's been, you want to try to help. Like, I mean, we got Archie Lures. We try to push them out. Pops Jigs, we try to push them out. There's only so much you can do for them. But you do want to try to help everyone in it that is associated with us. So for us to give this back to not only them, our friends and family and sponsors, I mean, it's a great event for us.
And we did have a lot of people help with the raffle items too. Uh-huh. 1039 Fishing actually donated several rods. And then we had several of the local, Archie Lures donated some product.
The guides.
And then, we had Beaver Rat. Lake Guides, the crappie service, Cody Usry, he donated a trip. We had Zing donate a trip. And then actually one of our friends over in Oklahoma donated a fishing trip there,
Craig
too.
Nichols, so.
Craig Nichols.
Yeah.
Craig Nichols. I was hoping he's going to be here. I was going to have him on the show. I'm like, called him up. I said, "You going to be here?" No, he's got to do some deer checking.
Yeah, deer checking today.
I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah. But it's always good to see when we get a benefit. I guarantee you, it's going to make a huge impact for Brian and his family.
And tell them what the fundraiser goes to.
So what the fundraiser is going to, as y'all know how insurance goes, Brian has been on insurance for about a year. Then he just got disability about 3 months ago, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. So what that did, that sort of kicked out some of his insurance. So out of pocket, what it's costing for his rehab, that is what my focus was when I talked to him and his wife, Darla, was like, hey, how can we help you? You know, we do this event. I would like to do a fundraiser.
Right.
It's Brian, and you can ask Brian, it's hard to ask people for money and stuff. But for us, it's easy because, you know, he's part of our family. So when one guy goes down, one good thing about the crappie world, and you know this, and same way in bass world, everyone will pitch in. And I guarantee today there's been over $5,000 to $6,000, $7,000 raised on Brian's behalf today that will go in his pocket.
Right. So if someone's watching this, because this won't appear until Monday, if they wanted to help out, could they text you or could they send a Facebook thing to you?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You can just reach out. We have Venmo. Darla has a Venmo, but we have Venmo. I have Cash App, PayPal, Apple Pay, all the things. So we are more than happy to accept those on their behalf and pass them over to them or however they'd like to, but absolutely.
All right, we're going to let you go back to the table, and we're bringing in Steve,
so much.
Right?
Yep.
Yes, we're cutting you out.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
I know, but you have like important stuff to do. We're just sitting around talking fishing.
That's right.
So tell us your name and a little bit about your tournament. What's the name of your tournament?
Steve Adams. The name, we started it 4 years ago, and it's Crazy Crappie Cash.
Okay.
And we'd fished the Big Bass Splash.
Right.
8-10 years in a row at Lake Fork.
Yeah.
And everybody had a lot of fun. There wasn't no pressure. You know, it was just enjoyable. It wasn't like going out there for 8 hours and trying to keep your fish alive and worrying about stuff. I mean, you catch a fish, you look at the information available and make a decision. It's a chess game.
Right.
You make a decision. Do I want to go away now or take a chance?
Yeah.
And it makes it fun like that. And so what I try doing is putting out information 15 minutes before the hour.
Right.
And then tell everybody who won after the hour. And I'll post the scoreboard. And what we do is we start in the morning First weigh-in's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then we skip to 4 o'clock. So people who understand, who have grasped the concept, they may come in at, you got 2 hours from 6 to 8.
Right.
And they may come in at 7:55 or 7:50.
Right.
And they may have two fish. They'll weigh one, go back to the boat. Just as soon as the clock strikes 8:01, they'll come back and weigh another one.
Right.
Then they've got till 10 o'clock.
To weigh the next.
Then weigh possibly the next fish or two fish. But you can only weigh one per session.
But how many can you weigh in total during the day?
8.
Oh, you can. You can do more than two, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you limited that.
So last year, the winners, not on the winner, Big Will, he not only won.
Wait. His name is
William Whetstone.
Okay, geez, like you're dry, like
Big
you might
Will.
Put his last name in there.
Oh, everybody knows him as Big Will.
All right, Big Will.
He won an hour session.
Right.
And the hours were paying like $500 on Saturday and $400 on Sunday. And so this is the first year we made it 2 days.
Oh, 2 day tournament.
And so
awesome.
You can win it on the first day and don't even have to fish the second day.
Right.
Or you can fish. It's each day stands good for itself.
All right.
If there's 107 entries, first place each hour is $750.
Wow.
And it pays 5 places.
Hmm.
So if there's 70 entries, first place is $500. It pays 5 places. So it's determined by the number of entries each day.
Tell us again, what's the name of the tournament?
Crazy Crappie Cash.
Crazy Crappie Cast.
And you don't want to miss
cash.
It.
Cash.
Cash.
Oh, I like that.
Cash money.
So have you made any cash in this tournament?
I did not make any cash last year, but I did win the Beatdown Mount. So I did.
Oh, you did win.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You won. If you got a Beatdown Mount,
yeah,
you won.
Yep.
We have a lot of great sponsors. I mean,
Beatdown.
Beatdown, Monster Marine.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Monster Marine has donated, supported the tournament with batteries and chargers.
Right.
Amped Marine out of Longview, Texas. They make all kinds of stuff for the boats.
HH,
rods and reels. Yeah. This year, Kurt's going to
from 10:30
set up
done.
And support it. And we got some new sponsors on board that I'll be announcing here before long. But there's a lot of stuff going on Darbone. I can't say the date, but Crappie Masters has moved to February like they used to be.
Okay.
Blake hadn't posted the dates yet.
All right.
But they're February. We're the first weekend in March, March 7th and 8th.
Okay.
And then there's a big bass tournament for high school. It's going to be over 200 entries.
Yeah.
The third weekend is CR. CR is opening their CR owners crappie tournament. Alex told me they're opening it up to non-CR owners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he didn't guarantee it, but the CR owners are competing for a boat to draw.
Yeah.
And he said there is a possibility that he is trying to see if he can come up with another boat for the non-owners to have something to look forward to.
All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Anything you want to catch, game fish-wise, they probably have something for it. Make sure if you're crappie fishing, check out the Scopi Jig Heads because they're super popular and a good reason because they catch fish. Our other sponsor of the show is B&M Pole. And so B&M, of course, has a complete line of poles for everything from brim fishing to trout fishing to cat fishing to, of course, crappie fishing. And that's what we've been talking about. They have the brand new 18 and 20 foot BGJ P-pole, which just came out, and there's going to be a lot of people fishing with them, probably trying to get some cash during the tournament, pun intended. So that's a pretty cool deal. Yeah. We'll start with you. If they want to find out more about your tournament, where do they go?
Okay, crappiecash.com on the internet.
Okay.
Or there's a Facebook page for Crappie Cash.
Okay.
CrazyCrappieCash.com or Crazy Crappie Cash on Facebook.
All right.
And I'll be posting the event information within a month.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
It's already the end of the year.
Ryan, we talked a little bit about fundraising and stuff, but we'll come back to you because you're going to give us that tip. Tell us, Cameron, if they wanted to donate to this event or donate to Brian.
Yeah, you can just send us a message on Facebook, on Messenger, Instagram. Bethany has Instagram. You can get a hold of us that way. If you don't know our number, that's fine. Other people do know it, but Facebook works the best way.
All right. Okay, we've waited the whole show so we can find out this tip that's going to help us catch more fish. Let's say, what would that be? If you could tell someone out there, what would it be?
The biggest tip is to learn boat control.
Okay.
Boat controls everything in crappie fishing.
Okay, there you go. There you have it. Like we always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.
I just wanted to say one more thing.
Oh, all right.
I just wanted to say I appreciate the Whites. We've been good friends for a long time now, and I really appreciate the Whites for this benefit raffle today. It's going to make a huge difference.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. We'll end the show now. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.